Welcome to my world, everybody. Welcome to my world, everyone. This is Like It or Not with Michael Lane. And Michael Lane is who I be. Now, let me just soak up. What a positive feeling. Isn't it positive up in here? Now, this show is basically, I want to be based on my Facebook page. I throw out a topic and I get feedback, and that's how it is. We're going to keep it positive here, but you know, it has a little edge to it as well. But now let me introduce myself. Again, I am Michael Lane. I am in the south side of Chicago. I'm a singer. Well, okay, I'm a wannabe singer. I'm a rapper. I'm a songwriter. I'm a producer. And I'm an occasional a-hole. Okay, and that's just who I am. Well, you know, I think I need to hear another voice right now. Without this person, I don't think this show really would have been going on. So I'm going to bring in his co-host. And her name is TJ. And TJ?
Hello.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing, baby?
I'm good. Glad to be here on the show with you. I can contribute so much to your show. Sorry, kind of nervous, but you know.
Okay. Well, okay. Well, kind of ease you a little bit and kind of talk about me. Talk about me a little bit. But first off, I want to talk to you a little second about how proud I am of me. I know I'm a little narcissistic, but I hate talking. I really hate speaking because I don't like my voice. I hate my voice. I really do. I just cannot stand hearing my voice when I talk or when I try to sing. I like my voice, but when I get to speaking publicly, I just lose my senses, you know. And I just lose it.
I don't understand why. I mean, you have a great speaking voice from what I'm hearing.
Right. Thank you, but I don't know. It's just been like, I've been like that ever since I was a little one. I just can't stand my voice. It's just makes me freak out when I play back on tape or anything like that. But that's why when I perform live, I don't really talk much. I just get to rapping or I get to singing, but I just can't stand my voice.
Oh no, it's nice. I mean, nothing wrong. You have a perfect speaking voice. But it's nothing I can do to convince you, but, you know, because you've been having that for a long time. But, as I said, you're going to be fine. Your voice is great.
Now, I do want to tell you this. A lot of people may not know that I have a stuttering problem. You know, I stutter. And a lot of times, like back in the day, it makes me think back in the day when my mother, rest in peace, she would scold me. She would give me, you know, because I'd be in trouble or something like that. And she would be asking me a question, but I would begin to stutter. I. And my mother would say, "See, I caught you in a lie," but I really wasn't lying. I was just stuttering.
Okay. So how did you overcome the stuttering?
Well, I really didn't completely overcome it. What I did was basically kind of mask it. When I feel it coming, because sometimes you can feel it coming. When I feel it coming, I just kind of slow up. I just stop. Kind of hit the brakes. Kind of like make it seem like I'm thinking of something to say, when really I'm stuttering. Yeah. Just like when I walk around, like, and I feel it coming, like the la 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 la. I'll just go,
Well, by you talking now, I could have I never thought you would have had any type of stuttering problem whatsoever. Now, me, on the other hand, I think my voice is crappy as well, but...
Well, no. I can't agree with you on that. Unless you disagree with me on that.
I mean, you know, as I said, coming just like you, coming, you're hearing yourself. Yes. And you think, so it's the same for me. I'm hearing myself. I'm like, sound like a man got a lot of spit in my mouth or something. I don't know.
Maybe, just maybe, everyone feels that way. I don't know. Because sometimes I'd be locked in my own bubble, and I can't really look at other people and just say, well, maybe I'm the only one that feels that way. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe it's everyone. Everyone feels that way at some point. But I need you to hang on right quick, because I got to talk to these lovely people out here.
Sure.
Kind of break down a little bit about myself.
Okay, no problem.
I was born and raised, everybody. I was born and raised in Chicago, Chi-Town, the South Side, Cook County Hospital. I think it's Stroger Hospital now.
Yeah, Stroger Hospital.
Yes. But back then, way back in the Stone Age, called, Cook County Hospital. I am a Taurus, and my birthday was April 22nd. And everybody that gave me love on my birthday on the Facebook pages, I can't thank you all enough. From the bottom of my heart, I love you all so much. And it was overwhelming. It was very overwhelming for me. I just thank you all for the love I get every day. It's just unbelievable. I love you all so much. Now, before I get to talking about my music, I just want to let you all know that you all can give me a call and talk to me about anything. Well, basically about me. Yeah, now, just for the first show, basically focusing on me. You know, I know this is one of those narcissistic things right now. You can call in. The area code is 347-826-9357. Once again, area code 347-826-9357. This is only a half hour show, but if the listening people come by and they listen and they really support this show and it grows in numbers and you all pass it on and share it with others and they can join in, we can expand our show. And I hope that really will happen, because we're going to have a lot of fun here. It's going to be a lot of passionate debates, and I would love to hear from you either by calling or on the chats. So far, we're going to have this show once a week, and again, it will possibly be more if more will come and support this show. I want to give some love shouts a little bit. Ray Arrieta. Much love to you, Born Blessed Jess, Rosie Dominguez, Cole Piro, Acoustic Minds, Monty Management, Rod and Tamela. I love you all.
And I will throw out
every now and then some more love shouts in each show. Now, let me get to the music. Now, again, you all can call. Area code 347-826-9357. Now, I do two things. I am the BLACK, you know, rapping and everything. I rap. And then when I don't rap, when I do everything else, I use my name, which is Michael Lane, which is more like dance, techno, pop music, classic rock, rock and roll, alternative, gospel, R&B, you name it. That's what Michael Lane does. But I choose to separate my hip-hop from my pop music simply because, honestly, I do not want to mix hip-hop with that, because it will soften the hardcore stance of hip hop. So I respect hip hop so much. I'm not going to dilute it or treat it like garbage. I'm not going to do that. That's why I have two identities. And you know, we all have our different personalities. You know, somebody get mad and turn around and say, "Hey, don't let the bee come out." You know, so everybody has certain sides and different sides to them, and I just do that musically, and that's the type of music I make. Now I'm working hard on some videos where some wonderful fans send me their photos. It's coming very soon. I'm gonna have one for the hip hop video that's gonna be on my YouTube channels. There's going to be one for the hip-hop and one for the pop music, the BLACK, Michael Lane. And I'm just going to pay tribute to you all and salute you all. And I thank everyone who sent out their photos to me and showed their love and support. And I'm so overwhelmed by it. And I can't wait for you to check out these videos. We're also working on other videos as well, music videos as well. So you all stay tuned for that. And I'm working to perfect my albums, both of my albums, because I want to put it out. And when I put it out, I want it to be exactly right. I want it to be perfect for you guys to just enjoy it and listen to it in its proper perspective, on a hip-hop perspective, as well as a pop music perspective. So you all, you know, stay tuned. I know you all been waiting for a while for this music, but it is going to come out. It will come out. And when it does, it's going to really hit you all hard, and I hope you all enjoy it. Now, as far as I call it M-U-Z-I-K. That's the music I make, M-U-Z-I-K. And the reason why I call it music instead of regular music is because of what I've been through. And what I've been through, I will get to it deeper in later shows, how I've been bullied and had to deal with a lot of stuff and self-hatred. So my music represents being different. It's okay to be different. It's okay to be whoever you are. If you're a nerd, if you're a cool stud, or whatever it is, whatever you do, accept who you are and show it to the world. Don't be afraid. Madonna's song, Spotlight, said everyone's special in their own way. So you bring that out. And so that's what I'm representing. I'm representing those who are different, who have been bullied, who everybody doesn't seem as too cool, or there's other ways. And that's why I say M-U-Z-I-K instead of the regular music. So that explains that. Now me, I roll with a team. My musical history, it goes way back. And it started off with my mother playing a lot of gospel. James Cleveland, Gene Autry, Johnny Mathis, Barbara Streisand. I mean, it was a wide range. Tony Bennett. Then there's my Aunt Marla, who was just hot on disco and R&B, and if it wasn't for her, I never would have got to hear one of my biggest musical idols is Prince. So I've been getting it, and then there's my uncle Boo, we call him Boo. He played a lot of jazz. He played a lot of jazz and some blues, some Johnny Guitar Watson, some Lee Morgan, Sonny Stitt. So I grew up listening to a lot, a wide range. And then my cousin Tony Lane, what's up, homie? He got me into rock and roll. And I've never been the same. Never been the same. So now I'm wrapped up, tied up, all in music. And that's who I am. That's who I'm. If anybody asks you who you are, I am music. That's who I am. I'm music. And I'm going to talk about my people. I'm going to talk about my people that's around, who I am associated with. Okay? We're bosses. We're all bosses. We all control and our destiny, and we all hold the keys. We all know which direction we're going to go. Okay, when I speak on CeCe, I speak about Shy Tech Productions, Shy Tech, WCC, Swangers. Now, all these, I am, you know, making like an appearance on there. I've made appearances. I've written songs or made tracks for. And there's my boy Ill Ray, my cousin. All of my family. Ill Ray is my cousin. He has the group Ism with him, Ill Ray, and D-Bay, his brother. It was my family. You got Ism TV Productions. Now, you all stay tuned. Now, I'm going to, in later shows, I'm going to give you all the information. Go to the YouTube pages and check them out. Check these videos out. They have me on there, everything. So check it out. Good music. We're bringing talent back. Now, as for me, I started this Black Klan movement. We were all a group. It was Trouble Bubs, Wild Bill, that's my brother. Trouble Bubs is my cousin. Rest in peace, James, J-Mo. You know, he, my cousin there. And we had all these people there. And then we just kind of like separated and got branches going, you know, of the group. Here's some of my projects with Drastic Measures. Drastic Measures consists of me and Valentino the Don. What's up, homie? Valentino the Don, a.k.a. Nightmare. Okay? We got Black and Lil Jason. We're coming soon. You know what I'm saying? Black and Lil Jason coming soon. All right? We got the Blood Brothers. That's me and Wild Bill. We are actually brothers, so that's what we call ourselves, Blood Brothers. Also, HL Productions, my boy Harold, that's my cousin. My cuzzo, AKB, a.k.a. Fro, a.k.a. Mezo Smooth. This guy can pick up anything and play the heck out of it. Very talented, super talented. We got my boy B&I Hood Drama. We got my boy, my cuzzo, Be Good. My cousin, Skirty. We doing it to death, y'all. All right, we got all this music going to come out. And we're going to blow your minds. We're going to bring talent back. We're going to have music videos. We're going to have everything for you. Okay, that's me and my music. Let me get to this show. I'm looking and I'm seeing callers. So I will say again. Area code 347-826-9357. Area code 347-826-9357. We have a little under 12 minutes to go on the show. So I'm going to explain what's going to go on on this show. This show will have some, the same feel and the same passion, the same positive spirit as my Facebook pages. Just a little edgier, some episodes, I will warn you, pre-warn you, some episodes will have colorful language. I will snap off on a certain thing, and some words will pop out. It won't be too vulgar. It won't be too vulgar, but just it'll be mature. It'll be adult language and adult themes on some shows. And there's going to be some shows where I want to speak to the kids because of my bullying. That's on a future show. About how you can overcome being bullied, so that's part of it. We will also have like music, movies, sports. We'll talk about relationships. We'll talk about health. We'll break down everything on this show each and every week. And if you all come out and support this, if you listen, if you call in. You join in on the chat, we will expand our show. And we will have great debates, but it'll all be respectful. We may not agree on everything, but it'll be respectful debates. It could be heated, but it could be respectful, it could be out of love, because everybody's different. Everybody has different thoughts or different feelings. That's what makes us all unique. That's what makes us all special, because we're all different. You know, so, you know, I hear people screaming this tolerance crap, tolerance, 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 but yet they can't tolerate what you say and how you feel. That's not tolerance. That's not tolerance. Come on, holler at me, TJ. How's that? How is that tolerance? That doesn't sound like tolerance to me.
Oh no, no, it's not. I mean, it just seems as though you can, some people can voice how they feel, and then all of a sudden you voice how you feel. It's like, oh, you're wrong. Well, what makes you right?
Exactly.
You know, what makes you right? I have my opinion of what I like. You have your opinion of what you like.
And you have to respect it.
You gotta respect it. I'm not dogging, you know, I would never dog anybody about anything, you know, if they like, I don't know, roaches in their house. I don't like it. Oh, you're wrong for that. Well, you know, hey, that's you. So, that was just to give an example, so I couldn't think of anything else right off my head. So.
What an analogy. Yeah, roaches in the house.
Well, I mean, some people might say, you know, look, I like my pet roaches, so, you know, I'm probably give them names.
Isn't that beautiful?
But, you know, hey, I won't. I won't.
You got to help us here today.
I won't say anything. You know, I'm like, yeah, well, you know, you won't catch me around your house. I respect you, though. Hey.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I feel better now. I will keep my roaches in the house. Thank you. Beautiful.
I know that was pretty strange, but you know, that's the only thing that came from the top.
We had a call. We just lost one.
Oh.
Call back. You want to make history as our first ever caller. Area code 347-826-9357.
Don't bite.
We have over 7 minutes. Okay, so you can call back. You have the right number. Okay, so you can call back.
Yeah, call back.
If you're not on right away, you just hold and wait, and we will get right to you. Okay, so call back. Time runs out. We have another one. We're gonna give a little. This is history now. First call. History. First call. This is history. All right. Like it or not, you are on the air.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, and may I ask who is this?
My name is Carmen, and I have a question. I like the thought of your show, and I wanted to know what inspired you to do it.
Well, thank you, Carmen. You are my family. I love you. I got love for you, Carmen.
I got much love for you, too, and I'm so proud of this whole thing, and I'd like to know more about what made you want to really get into and go radio with it.
This is how it went down. Basically, I walk around usually and I fuss all the time. I think TJ can help me out on this. I usually fuss all the time about certain situations. And instead of her, I guess, being beaten up over the years with this, after hearing it all the time, I guess the best thing for her is, like, why don't you take this to radio?
No,
basically, so I don't have to be bothered with this.
No, I didn't.
Am I accurate?
No. I mean, when you get into your talks, you're so passionate. Mm-hmm. And I feel as though, I'm like, with this passion that you have about certain things, I feel as though you should take it to the air. And
that's
so this was
so
a good, how would you want to say, an open market for you to do. Just go ahead, you know, just express yourself.
And that's a great
that's
thing. You know what? We need more of that going on so we can have open opinions and speak freely and no issues and being able to express yourself. So thank you for doing this.
And I thank you for calling.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, Carmen.
You're welcome. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, and I'm hoping to hear from you in future shows, because we're going to bring up some subjects, and I know with your page, you have some very, very great ideas and very good discussions, so I would love for you to bring that flavor over here.
All for the positivity. I am a fan, and I will be joining you every time you're on.
Oh, great. Thank you. Thank you so much. I love you so much, and tell my man AKB I love him too.
I sure will. Love you too, hon.
Love you.
Love you too, T.
History. That's history.
Cuz of.
That's history. And this is the first call, and I'm going to remember this. This is history. This is absolutely history. So nobody can take that away. We have another call. I'm going to put
here.
Hello.
Hello, is this Michael?
This is Michael, and like it or not, you are on the air.
This is me, Lydia. Hey, how you doing?
Lydia, how are you, Lydia?
I had to call in. I said, geez, I have to call in and show my love.
Oh, this is very moving to me. I want everyone to know Lydia's a special person. Oh, my goodness. You are very special to me. What have you had to say? What else you have to say? I'm sorry. I'm at a loss for words. I'm so excited talking to you.
I had to call in, Michael, and just show my support. I'm so proud of you that you've got this up and going. I see your posts all the time, and I'm just like, God, this guy's just awesome. You make me smile every time I see your posts on Facebook.
Oh, I'm so glad. And that's my purpose. And I'm just basically trying to do what you do. You are such a strong woman. You're a woman of strength, of faith. And you have had a beautiful daughter. And unfortunately, tragedy brought us together. She had a beautiful daughter, Stephanie, who passed away from a severe asthma attack, as well as my cousin, Marlisa Lane, who passed away, and it brought us together, and just her spirit just touched me, and we have never met. It's just an amazing thing how we connected and we never met.
Right. I mean, it's like we're family.
Exactly. We are family, and that's, I mean, I can just see Marlisa and Steph just looking at us and just being very happy and just bringing us together. This is just a beautiful moment. I'm so glad I talked to you. I thank you
much.
I you are so awesome. You rock. You hear me? You rock.
Oh, you're gonna make me cry.
Oh well, I'm pretty near that as well. I'm pretty near that. You are a very, very, very special person. And you are definitely.
So is this gonna be a weekly thing?
Are you going to
have a weekly show? Are you going to have a weekly show?
Yes. Yes.
I'm so proud of you, Michael.
Thank you. Thank you. And call every week if you must. Every week. I'd love to hear from you.
I will. I will try. I promise. I will try to call every week.
Great. Thank you so much. And we're about to close out, so I will talk to you hopefully later.
You take care. God bless.
Okay, God bless you. Love you.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Nice to meet you. Bye-bye. What a way to end the show. This is beautiful. I want to thank everyone for listening. I want to thank the callers, Carmen, Lydia. I want to thank you, DJ.
Oh, you're welcome. Oh, just wanted to say hi, Lydia. Glad to meet you, even though I was...
was gone for a minute, but was glad to hear you on the show. Would love to hear you more often on the show.
Yes, and thank you all. And as I say, I will keep you all posted on future shows. So check out my Facebook page, Facebook slash like it or not with Michael Lane. All right, peace, love, and keep doing.
Bye-bye.